Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Allie-Ann, and today I wanted to just quickly talk about what journaling is and hopefully encourage you to maybe pray about taking the act up for yourself. And there is many different types of journaling, so just pick one to start with, but I thought this was a very important topic to cover for cooling down and ending your day with God, because it's not just for the spiritual life. It's also very, very valuable and very common even for professional runners to journal and write about their workouts and say how it was. So I will let you guys get to the episode. Journaling has been something I have been doing for years, and for a long time I stopped doing normal journaling and did more like prayer journaling or Bible journaling, and that had a lot of what you would put in a normal journal, so like what you did that day and everything, just because I was praying about it. But I noticed that keeping an actual journal has its own unique and special use. I personally love prayer journaling more than any other journaling, just because I feel like I can pour out my heart before God in a different way than I can if I'm just praying. And one of the verses that when I was wanting to write about this, Revelation 12:11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." So I always had heard this verse, and I've heard a lot of people talk about it, but until I actually experienced it, I never really understood how you could overcome the enemy by the word of our testimony. And more recently, actually, is when I really finally understood the value of journaling. And it was when I was going through a really tough time, and God brought something to mind from my past, and I went to my journal to see if I could find it and look it up. I never did find it, but I did end up spending like an hour reading through a ton of different entries and different things that I had learned, and I kind of looked at my circumstances at that point, and I was like, okay, I have gone through a lot and God has taught me a lot, and I really have no need to worry or think about things that I really shouldn't be thinking about right now. And also in Psalm, I think it was 42, one of the things that always stood out to me is when David was in great distress, his soul, he said, it was cast down within him. He said, "Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar." And I always wondered what that was. I have not researched it, but I'm assuming from something that they went through, somehow God had delivered them. And I'm pretty sure I actually heard somebody give a sermon on this, and it was some kind of big battle that God really showed himself strong on. And it kind of reminded me if David, when his soul was cast down, was trying to remember who the Lord was. And it kind of encouraged me to be like, okay, so how does the word of our testimony really, like, how is it a gift, and why should we be writing it down? If you're like most people, writing something down, you're going to remember it way better than those of us who forget things. Or I said that backwards. Those of us who forget things, we're going to remember it only if we write it down. Unless it's like months later and you're like, oh, remember that. But you know, within years, you're not going to remember what happened. And so writing it down really is helpful. And As I was thinking about all of these things, I noticed that my attitude, like my soul, seemed to be encouraged and uplifted, and I was able to focus on Christ instead of my circumstances. And if you've ever read like missionary stories or testimonies from other people, it's very encouraging to read about that and to see what God is teaching you through that. See, it's normally very encouraging. I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but I would definitely encourage you to get an old missionary story. One of my favorites is Eric Little, just because he was a runner. But then I also, oh no, I can't think of what who they are right now. But Eric Little was one of my favorites because he used his gift of running for God, and then he came to a point where he decided to lay that aside and go after the dream that God had given him of reaching the Chinese. And so that has really been encouraging for me, and then reading a bunch of testimonies from other people, and then also just hearing other Christians share their testimony in person, especially if you know this person, it seems to stand out differently than if it's just some random person you've never met, because you don't really know how they responded to it. You don't really know how they're acting now, and if it really did change their life, or if they're just saying it did. And so I would definitely encourage you to add journaling into your routine, whether it be in the evening or whether it be just sometime during the day. I know I did touch on this a little bit, and I think it was the last episode on three, or it actually would have been 2 episodes ago, I think. I don't know. It would have been the first episode of February, so before Valentine's Day. I just touched on that a little bit because I feel like it is very important on making sure that you end your day with God correctly and you really focus on Him. Now, I do have to admit that I only do it once a week right now. I do prayer journal and Bible journal still, but doing an actual journal of just writing down like what happened, and I should do more of the thanking God for things in my prayer journal and not just in my journaling. So I know that's something I want to work on. But just remember that if you decide to journal, you don't have to do it at night. It's just whenever you have the free time and you feel like writing. And it, I know sometimes journaling can help you transition from a busy day to actually falling asleep, and then it can help you process what happened and what you may need to do the next day. I wouldn't suggest you starting out trying to make a commitment that you know you're not going to keep, because that will inevitably set you up for failure. Now, I'm not saying you are going to fail if you set it up to where it's more of a challenge, but it's just harder to add a habit on if you set too high of a goal. So if you want to do it every day, then maybe set a goal of once a week and then try to do it every day, but have like that minimal goal and start with that and just kind of do a little celebration if you're able to do it every day. But if you set it for a smaller goal, then you know most likely you'll be able to reach that. So I will end this episode and just encouraging you guys to think about and pray about whether you should start a journal, whether you should start. I mean, there's so many different types of journals. There's thankfulness journals. There is journals that just you basically write down a little snippet of that day, and then on that whole page is for five, like in the whole book, it's a 5-year journal, and every day has a day so you can look back on the past years of what happened that day. My dad personally loves those. I personally like the just a plain journal, and I write however much I feel like and just leave it at that, because the less I have to worry about and I don't have to feel like I have to do it every day, it's just more freeing for me. Thankfulness journals, I would say, are very important, and they have ones you can fill out, or you can just set a goal to just really focus on God in your writing and just writing down a few things whenever you have the time of what you're thankful for and praising Him for His character and everything. So next week we will be going into a topic that I've always known about just because of some different scriptures, but it is labeling ourselves with titles. I really wanted to get a friend on here because she has actually studied this in college, but with some things going on, I didn't get to ask her yet if she was able to do that. So if we do get to get her on here, then great. If not, then I will just share what I have been learning, and hopefully it'll make sense to you. It won't be the same because I don't have the degree in it, but hopefully you guys will enjoy it. But it is very dangerous to label yourself with the wrong words and the wrong phrases. And it can be just as simple as I'm slow. And just the more you repeat it, the more you're going to believe it, and then you're going to eventually act out of that. So I want to go over that next week. But for this week, I encourage you to focus on maybe praying about whether God wants you to start a journal on whatever He leads you to. I love you guys, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. I always find these endings and beginnings so cheesy, so forgive me if they are. I did want to mention that the ebook that I have been talking about for a while is still in the editing process, and I want to get it out to you guys as soon as possible. And I will also be starting an email list that when you sign up for the book, you will automatically be added, but you can opt out of that once you get the email. But my goal for the emails is to be like a midweek motivation and encouragement to really encourage you on your walk with Christ, because one thing that has been going through my mind a lot is revival and really seeing people turn to Christ. And that starts with us Christians and loving God with all of our heart and allowing His love to flow out of us into others. And so that is something I feel called to do, and to encourage the Christians and encourage people to go out and reach others. And so I will be starting that as well. And I will let you guys know as soon as that is ready too. I have been so busy, like with my sister's wedding and the Christmas stuff. So trying to catch up after all of this busyness. And I also then had to cook and clean up dinner and supper and all of that the week after the wedding. So this week is my first week of finally getting back in the groove, and I will let you guys know as soon as those are up so you can hop on if you're interested. That is all for today. I pray you guys have a wonderful week, and I love you guys very much, and I really appreciate you guys listening. And if you ever know anyone that this could encourage, like this podcast, please share it, because that is one of the only ways that it will get spread around, because I am not an advertising type of person. It's not something that I really am into. I have so much other stuff to do on my mind. So if you guys ever know of anyone that it would encourage, please feel free to share it. and I'm not into the likes and everything like that. So I know that some of the platforms that this podcast is on allows for comments and likes, and I have not been on there. So if you guys have said things, I apologize. I'm not really a social media person anymore. I've kind of veered away from that as I've gotten more friends over the years and really been trying to invest in them and the people in my social life in person. And so these podcasts and blog posts are just kind of my way of encouraging Christians around the world. So I'm not really into like all the likes and everything. So I haven't really been paying attention to that. And if there are anything you guys want to ever reach out to me on, you can always go to the website under like contact us or connect with us or something, or you can use the email down below. But I'll stop jabbering now and let you guys get to your day.